It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boobies! 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 Boobies!
Cool! Boobs! Awesome!
Let's dance, everybody! This is Sean, when I just want to tell everybody in our audience, shake your boobs!
Shake, 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 Sinora.
Oh, yeah.
Shake your body liner.
Oh, yeah.
Shake, 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 Sinora.
Shake your boobs.
Shake it all the time.
Shake your boobs, shake your boobs.
Work, 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 Sinora.
Shake your boobs.
Work your body liner.
Yeah, baby.
Work, 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 Sinora.
Shake your boobs.
Work it all the time.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to remind everybody, it's coming up a week from tomorrow night, February 6th, 9 until 11 at the Bungalow.
Good morning out.
In Chantilly, 13891 Metro Tech Drive. You can go online at bungalow4u.com, find out all about the Bungalow.
It's going to be fun.
It's Buzz Babe McKetsey's birthday bash. All 16 Buzz Babes will be there in their birthday suits.
Yeah.
Is the rumor true?
What?
I heard a rumor that all bets are off.
All bets are off.
Whoa!
It's insane.
Please. No betting.
First 106 people in the door will get their own birthday gift, and I want this song played at McKetsey's birthday party.
I'll bring it.
And I want all the Buzz Babes to dance to it.
Mike, all bets are off.
This is great. All bets are off.
All bets are off.
This is going to be a great party. I swear to God. The first 106 people in the door get their own birthday gift. One will contain an 8-gig iPod Nano along with 21 bucks to start filling it up.
Mm-hmm.
McKetsey's birthday bash with all 16 Buzz Babes. Oh, we'll be there, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In case you care.
By the way.
We will be able to get in, right?
Get your info and directions at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We hope to see you there at the Bungalow 1 week from tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to party. Perfect time of the year to do this, too.
Sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very, very
time
exciting.
To break out the doldrums.
Enough of that. Time to get on with the business of the show and our final look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank with the
Well, thank you, Mike. Where we left off, the world was going to hell in a handbasket, but the bonuses on Wall Street keep flowing. The good news is they're down 44% from the year before. The bad news is they still total nearly $18.5 billion, these bonuses.
Seems high.
You know,
same amount paid in 2004 when the economy was really much healthier.
Bring them up! I say, string him up. That'll fix him. That'll take the fight out of him. Yeah. What we ought to do? Hey, let me tell you.
What's that?
What I want to do is I want to get on my horse, you see, and ride up to Wall Street, lower Manhattan, and just go up into one of these offices and eyeball one of these guys, and then slowly but surely I'll turn into Mr. Potter.
I was just getting Walter Brennan.
Walter Brennan. Walter. No, you can get back to this. It's the same thing. They all sound the same.
I enjoyed that, and if you're tracking at home, and especially. Go online to MikeO'MaraShow.com for the podcast and back that up and listen to it, because what happened there is he went from Walter Brennan to Grandpa Simpson.
Right.
To, what was the last one again?
It was Mr. Potter.
Mr. Potter. Yeah.
John Barrymore. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I like that.
Lionel Barrymore, Mike.
Lionel Barrymore. I'm sorry, you old queen, and now here's the song stylings of Walter Brennan. Sing it, Walter.
Many years ago.
Never.
In days of childhood.
You never do that.
He's old.
Yes.
I used to play until the setting of the sun.
No, Walter.
Oh, no.
He's old.
From yonder down an old familiar pathway. I'd hear my mother call.
Oh, yeah, here she comes.
When day was done.
Come home.
Come home.
Come home,
no, shut up, Walter. Turn it off. That's enough.
Okay. Thank you very much. Friend Victor.
Thank you.
Victor. Profits are also down at the Shell Oil Company for the first time in 10 years. Profits are down 28%. Yep, Shell is now only pulling in about $85 million a day these days.
Damn it.
President Obama has abandoned his plan to hit the oil companies with a windfall profits tax, but now the pressure is on for him to rethink that again.
Mm-hmm.
One of our World War II veterans froze to death slowly and painfully just days after the electric company cut off his service in 9-degree weather. City Electric in Bay City, Michigan, installed a limiter on Marvin Shure's meter after he'd skipped 3 or 4 months of bill payments to the tune of about $1,000. They did put a note on the door, but Marvin doesn't go out in this weather. No one from the electric company spoke with him face-to-face to explain the device or what he needed to do. Marvin had the money, along with a stack of bills, on his kitchen table. At 93, his mind was slipping away from him, but in his 50 years as a City Electric customer, Marvin had always paid his bills on time until this year. A member of the local Veterans Council says this did not have to happen.
Let me explain. He had more than enough money to pay that bill. Mm-hmm. If somebody would have stopped just to talk to him, he could have had the bill paid right then.
Let's talk about the Pope.
This is that. That's just that's that says it right there. That's a little piece of tape there. Mm-hmm. That is just where we all are. And if they do another piece on 60 Minutes like they did last week, it's getting so difficult to watch because there are so many of these people that are that have done nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that are victims of this situation.
Played by the rules.
And I can only imagine. You know, who knows how bad it's going to get? None of us really do know how bad this is going to get. But I do relate now to what I heard my grandfather talk about when he used to talk about the Great Depression. Mm-hmm. And you know what people were suffering through. Yeah. And you know what? This might sound jive, but I think in the long run, this really will bring the country more together
and
bring the best out in all of us. I know that's a ridiculously optimistic scenario.
It's not, Mike. I mean, and if you want to look, you've got to try and find some good in it. That is something that could conceivably happen.
I think really when you cut through all the other crap, all the consumerism, all the stuff we do, we are an empathetic people.
Yes,
we are. I think we care about each other, and we'll see what happens. And I think really even on this show, you know, as this thing gets worse and worse and worse, we've got to think about what we do on this show to as long as we've got this show, to do our best and to try to maybe pull something together. And I'm thinking more about that each and every day. And I know, you know, not of the Jack Diamond style, you know, hey, Oria, but I mean, just to help people out. There are a lot of people that didn't do anything. And they had they had their lives pulled out from under them. And normal, hardworking, good people. And it just sucks. It sucks so much. When I hear a tape like that, it makes me think about
it. Best thing we can do maybe is entertain and inform.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's talk about the Pope for a second.
Hey, the Pope, there we go.
He entertains, he informs.
Well,
peace be with you.
And he's pissed people off. The Pope has seriously pissed off Jews by excommunicating a bishop who believes there really wasn't much of a Holocaust.
Well, now that was real smart of him, wasn't it?
Hey, I got to tell you something.
Look who's here.
I didn't unexcommunicate anybody that didn't deserve it. And if the Jews have a problem with that, they know my address and they can send me a letter.
And who are you?
I'm Pope Benedict.
And what's your real name?
John Ratzenberger. Thank you very much for asking.
Thank you.
Have a great show. Love the kimchi.
Love you on Cheers.
He loves kimchi.
He really does.
And little red shoes.
Exactly.
Bishop Richard Williamson still believes there were no gas chambers, no ovens, and that the number of Jews killed by Hitler is closer to 300,000, not 6 million.
Why is he bringing him back into the church?
I don't really know. He brought in four bishops back to the church who had been excommunicated.
Was there anything about this guy recanting what he said?
Oh, no, not at all. It's still as recently as a week ago, this same bishop still repeating these same things.
And where is this bishop out of?
He's from England. He's from England.
Okay, this English bishop, if it's only 300,000 Jews killed, then it's not a Holocaust?
Apparently,
is there like a baseline for
in
this?
His mind, yeah. No, we've just grossly exaggerated in his opinion. And he says there were no ovens and no gas chambers.
There's only one bishop I trust, Jason Bishop.
That's right.
That's about it. Otherwise, forget it.
This Williamson character also thinks that women should not go to college, and he agrees with the Unabomber's views on technology. He'd been reinstated to the church this past week by the Pope.
That's very bad.
This Jason Bishop you referred to.
Yeah, it's a very tall drink of water.
If he were to hear something humorous, how might he laugh?
Ha ha!
Ha ha!
By the way, a lot of Catholics are also unhappy with Pope Benedict's latest move.
A lot of Catholics are unhappy, period.
Uh-huh.
You like that, Jason?
Uh-huh. Also on the religion page today, an appeals court in San Francisco has upheld the right of a Christian school to expel two suspected lesbians.
Oh, my God.
Lutheran High bans homosexuality even off campus because that's what Jesus would do. Mm-hmm. The case now goes to the California Supreme Court.
You're definitely religion bashing right now, aren't you?
I'm done.
You're done now for now?
That's all I have today.
Cross you atheist?
Cross it off your checklist and move on. Is there a pot story coming up?
I'm a secular humanist.
Do you have a pot story in the last five minutes?
I do not.
Okay, good. We're just checking on you.
Oh, by the way, though, I do have some breaking news, and I'm glad you stopped me because I have to tell you that.
Hold on a second. Let me give that its due.
Your friend,
yes.
Rod Blagojevich.
Yes, Rod. Sorry about that. I have to hit the door when I do that.
That's right.
Convicted today
in
his impeachment trial.
That's a big. Well, why didn't you lead with that?
Well, because it doesn't really affect the nation. It's interesting, but it doesn't really change
That's
anyone.
That's a huge story, and it buries it behind Catholic bashing.
How does that change your life?
Well, listen, I understand. When you're going to bash Catholics, why get to, like, a major news story that's been on the top of the network's news page for the last 2 weeks? When you can bash Catholics...
Because I don't
why,
think...
Why wait? You know, let's wait and just put Rod Blagojevich back there.
First of all, I wasn't...
When you're going to find an obscure English bishop that has nothing to do with anything.
We're talking about a major rift about two of the world's major religions here.
I completely disagree. You don't think the Blago story is a bigger story than the Catholic bishop?
I do not. And I do not.
Wow.
I do not follow the network's lead. I think the network sometimes makes stupid decisions.
You really think that Catholic bishop story is bigger than the Blagojevich story?
I think it affects more people in the world, yes.
Oh, my God.
I do. How does the, as interesting as it is interesting, and it certainly affects the people of Illinois,
right?
How does the Blagojevich story affect any of us?
Well, it just affects us just like you could say the same thing about any major story that's been in the news. I'm talking about top of mind, what we're aware of, what we know. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows, at least in America, most people know that Blagojevich guy with his hair, and he's been parodied, and everybody talks about this. And I think the fact that he was impeached is pretty big. I really do. Just on basic knowledge and what's important to people, that's what you base that.
That's why I'm glad we included it.
So it's a win-win.
Oh, wow. You know, he likes Tom Petty. I won't back down.
Pipe band leader Mike Engel is not in the military, but seems to think he is. In truth, he's a firefighter who leads a marching band, but he's also the guy who suspended his drum major for waving and smiling at President Obama during the inaugural parade.
I heard Big O and Dukes talking about this today, and you know what? It's a tough deal. I really do agree. I think Chad was saying it today. You know, he made it all about him, and he's part of a big organization.
You can't do that.
And I, you know, but are they throwing him out of the band?
He quit.
Oh, he quit.
He has resigned. They suspended him for 6 months for that little gesture, and now he's resigned.
He plays the cello, right?
Rest of the band says it's taken the afterglow of that experience of being in that inaugural parade away from them.
Wow, that's a shame for them.
Finally, it used to be the customer was king. Today, not so much. In Palm Coast, Florida, a restaurant owner jumped over the counter and pistol-whipped and beat a customer who had complained that his takeout order was incorrect.
Brad.
Nice job, Brad. Way to go.
The customer says the owner was really nice at first. Now, the owner's out on bail awaiting trial for assault. The customer is recovering from the head wounds he got from having a 9mm pistol slammed upside his head.
That doesn't feel very good.
He says he probably won't be going back to the pizza place known...
Probably.
He's not going back to Goombas.
Oh, no.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I was pistol whipped. He must really like that pie.
Yeah.
I'm probably not going back after I was pistol whipped.
Certainly not for the thin crust.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Buzz. Want to thank Dennis Hoff from the Bunny Ranch, also Washington Capitals' Mike Green. Tomorrow on the big show, we will join Mr. Tier from Cupcake Vineyards.
You said it.
Also, Super Bowl 43 predictions with astrologer Constance Stellis. Yeah. And in studio, we'll be talking about the big game, Super Bowl 43. Lindsay Zarniak will join us. Should be a very big show tomorrow. All right, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Mr. Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the... I'm sorry, Mom. Radio Network. That's for you. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you.
Yes?
My name is...
What?
My name is Mikey, and I'm here to say I let kimchi in my crotch, and it feels okay. I smell like cabbage and a bit of fish. Put your nose down there, if you wish. Cabbage and peppers and oysters and goo. It's all in my crotch now. I'm starting this poem again.
Would you like to?
I've had so many mistakes. I'm going to stop the music.
Hold on just a second.
Here we go.
This is the good one.
My name is Mikey, and I'm here to say... I got kimchi in my crotch, and it feels okay. I smell like cabbage and a bit of fish. Put your nose down there, if you wish. Cabbage and peppers and oysters and goo. It's all in my crotch now. No kidding, it's true. So I'm going home now, stinking all the way. I'll be back tomorrow. Stop by and say hey. I'll eat my dinner. I'll watch out for trans fats. And when I walk to my car, I'll be followed by cats. Thank you, everybody. And that was the point of the whole goddamn thing. See you tomorrow for another big show, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.